Hey there, welcome. This is Coach Chris, Team Critical Bench. I have with me on the line today Ryan Hughes. He's an IFBB pro, and he has a program, Muscle Matrix, that might be of great interest to you. So this is going to be certainly worth listening to. Welcome, Ryan.
Thanks, Chris. It's good to be here and have a chat.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I wanted to do, because I'm just becoming familiar with you myself, and I have great interest in what this program is all about and why this is something that can really help our audience, our guys, build muscle like they haven't been able to do in the past. So first off, let's just start with a little bit about who you are. Obviously, you're an IFBB pro, so you know your way around the weights, but if you could give us a little background before we kind of get into the meat of the product.
Sure. I'm currently 28 years old, living in New York City. Got started in fitness when I was 15. That's when I started hitting the weights. I was a very thin guy. I was 6'1", so very tall when I was in high school, but I just could never put on the weight. So I was about 135 pounds, super skinny. Entered the gym basically just to add some weight. Was pretty sick of being the thinnest kid in the circle. So, you know, that was my original reason to jump in the gym. Of course, when you jump in the gym for the first time, you get some pretty decent results to start off, then you plateau. And that's kind of when I decided to go and dive into fitness, full force. When I was 19, I jumped on stage for the first time. And, ever since jumping on stage, you know, I kind of was hooked. So following that first competition, I started training clients individually. So I've been training now for about 10 years. And did a couple more shows, moved up to New York City when I was 23 to pursue fitness full-time as a career. I started doing some fitness modeling. Got some supplement sponsorships, turned pro, started training some elite clientele in New York City, which led to celebrity clientele, and that's kind of how my career has, you know, taken off. It's kind of working with some of these high net worth individuals, celebrities. I've done some talk shows and stuff like that on mainstream TV, been in a lot of different magazines. So I've been pretty fortunate since moving to New York. You know, it wasn't necessarily an easy move. It's quite expensive here in the city. When I moved up here, I had probably $2,000 in my bank account and no real guaranteed income upon moving up. But, you know, I made it work here in the city. And, you know, I think if there's one thing you can take away from that, it's being able to provide people with results, which has given me my success.
Yeah, and it sounds like you were a bit of a hard gainer, you know, back in the day. That typical kind of just more of an ectomorph, right, that was having trouble putting size on?
100%, man. I still to this day, I mean, I'm 220 pounds now, but, you know, I'm still 6'1", so, you know, I'm spread out along the height kind of, you know, thins me out in the legs and the arms and stuff like that. So, you know, I still battle with it day to day. It's one of those things that obviously as an ectomorph, you can put on weight, you can put on, you know, muscle mass, but it's a constant battle. I still have to eat a ton to maintain my body weight. And you know, I've kind of dealt with it since I started, really.
So, and I appreciate you sharing that. It's actually kind of it sounds almost similar to the guy Mike Westerdahl, who's the founder of Critical Bench. He was a hard gainer. I mean, we go way back. We are old-time high school friends, and we play football together and everything. He was just that skinny kid who just was super competitive and had a lot of heart, but was having trouble, you know, putting size on. And it seems like guys like that, they have such a fire in them to find a way to put this muscle mass on. So I'm sure that was a driving force. Once you found that key, you wanted to kind of share that and help other people do it, I guess, you know?
Definitely. I mean, once you see some results in yourself and you build something that you're proud of, you know, obviously nothing is quite like those first years where you're putting on, you know, muscle quick just because you're new to the game and everything like that. So kind of living vicariously through your clients and seeing them get results like that, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. So Muscle Matrix here, it seems like a big deal, like very comprehensive. You know, there's a lot of training information. There's certainly a lot of nutrition. There's supplementation information. There's an exercise database, exercise library. I mean, there's a lot here. If you could kind of put the whole program into a, you know, like a paragraph or so, go ahead. What makes this unique, I guess? You know, what makes this different from all the countless other programs that are on the market today?
Well, the biggest factor in all of this, you know, program aside, it was when I first started out when I was younger, in my early 20s, you know, obviously all guys can pretty much relate to this. It's much easier to get results. Your hormones are optimized. You're in a state where your testosterone is elevated due to the fact that you're young. And essentially you can go to the gym without a real plan and still get results. And so, you know, being that I do this for a living, of course I had a plan and I had, you know, kind of a regimen that I stuck to, but it was very strict, you know, very limited carbs, and I'm in the gym for an hour and a half, 2 hours a day, stuff that's really not sustainable. And I was still getting great results because naturally my hormones were still high at a young age, and you know, I attributed it to my program, but at the end of the day, it was probably due to the fact that my hormones were optimized.
Yeah.
Fast forward a couple of years, now I'm almost 30 years old, and, you know, keeping up with that regimen actually became almost counterproductive as I aged. You know, I'm spending 2 hours in the gym, and I'm on this highly restrictive diet, and I just wasn't seeing the results that I used to see, and was wondering why. So I actually went into the doctor, got a full panel done, full checkup, got the testosterone checked and everything like that. And my testosterone was in the low 200s at age 26.
Wow.
So, you know, that was like a shocker for me. Like, what, you know, what's going on? That I'm 26 years old, my testosterone levels of like a 70-year-old guy. So that was when I started doing a lot of research and taking a look at a lot of the clinical studies that are done on testosterone production and kind of what influences that. And I built this program around basically optimizing your natural hormone production as you age, doing things in the gym, doing things with your diet, and doing things with your supplementation that are going to all work together synergistically and actually produce a higher output for testosterone, which then, of course, you know, can give you some accelerated results in the gym.
Wow, that's fantastic. Yeah, that, I mean, if there's anyone listening to this that doesn't find that interesting, then I give them permission to stop listening now, you know. That's fantastic, yeah. So you're, like you said, synergistically, you're trying to say, okay, if you're this old, then this is what you should be doing in the gym, this is how you should be eating, and these are the supplements you should be taking to optimize your natural testosterone production and to obviously see, you know, end result when our man-making hormones are at their, you know, doing their best work, that's when we're going to see our results.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest, my testosterone was shit. And it scared me. So I was like, you know, how can I just do anything and everything I can to change this around? So, you know, I didn't stop it. Okay, I can do this in my workouts and it'll help my testosterone production. And I went all three facets of fitness, diet, training, and supplementation. And I tried to take every single thing that was proven effective in the studies and apply them to my regimen and then kind of build a program it incorporates all these things, and then try to apply it to myself first, of course. And my most recent blood panel had my testosterone around the 850 range. So I'm back at the top end of normal. At the top
You're
end
kidding.
Of,
so now you so you you brought your so in essence you quadrupled your testosterone by just kind of following your own your own program after the research that you did.
Yeah, I mean, at first it was a lot of trial and error. I wanted to try out all these different principles and stuff like that. But the ones that I found proven to be best effective, I incorporated into a program and then kind of built, you know, this entire program around all of those principles. So, you know, I applied some of my own knowledge to this and then used the, you know, the factors that were really influencing my personal levels and applied them to the workouts, the training, and the nutrition.
Wow. So that's impressive. It's impressive. And obviously, you know, when people see pictures of you and stuff and they hear your story, they're going to probably question, they'll say, well, is he all natural? You know, is he lifetime natural or has he used this? Obviously, you know, you have people on both sides of the fence and there's a good argument for deciding to do whatever, you know, if it's done properly, I guess you can say. But you know, are you somebody that claims that? Yeah, I mean, this is me. This is just me and my hard work and doing a lot of research and trial and error.
Sure. Well, I mean, so back when I was like early 20s, it was kind of a little bit of a different era in terms of, you know, supplementation and what was available in the market. And I'm sure a lot of guys, if they've worked out or if they've been in the game, you know, a while, they probably remember this. Is you could walk into GNC and buy, you know, all kinds of stuff. You could buy pro hormones. You could buy things that were later banned. And now, of course, you know, a lot of the stores are incredibly strict with what they sell. You won't find anything in a gray
yeah.
area in any of those stores anymore. But when I was younger, didn't know better, I went into GNC and picked up, you know, some pro hormones and stuff and went down that route. Never went into the steroids, but, you know, I'm sure a lot of guys are familiar with pro hormones and whether they knew it or not at the time, were using them because they were available to us at GNC, you know what I mean? So
right.
Guys that weren't super educated, we went in, we purchased them because they were pitched to us as the best way to gain muscle mass. Not knowing the fact that it would actually hurt your hormone levels down the line, which
right.
I'm proof of. So, you know, I think that's definitely played a role in lowering my natural levels.
Gotcha.
And, you know, it was a matter of just making some changes to my lifestyle, my training and nutrition and all that to kind of help rebuild and fix the problems that I was having.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, that's very interesting because, yeah, I think a lot of people don't do a lot of the legwork when they're younger. You know, they want the results. They don't care so much about reading and you know, educating themselves on A, B, and C, what they're putting in their system. And so you were actually, in an effort to try and gain muscle mass, you were having a negative impact on your natural testosterone production without, you know,
right.
really understanding that. Yeah,
and it really doesn't affect you when you're in your early, you know, late teens, early 20s. You're not
right.
you're not really affected by that because at the end of the day, you're still producing at such a high level that you can,
right.
you can rebound from that stuff.
Right. Wow. That's something that's really interesting. Well, that's really informative too because I know there's people that are going to benefit from hearing that and you know we've all been there. I mean, anybody that's in, you know, lifting weights for, you know, seriously and whether they're competitive or not, but it, you know, if you're trying to improve your weights, your numbers and powerlifting, or you're trying to improve your physique considerably, you're willing to kind of spend the money on all kinds of things. And I mean, I was that guy. I was spending hundreds of dollars a week back when I was young and a bachelor and could afford to. And who knows what that did long term or didn't do to help me out. So wow, that's awesome. So you know if a woman, let's say, was interested in following a program like this, is this something that would even benefit her Or is this really just a guy's product?
I would say this one's probably all for men.
Yeah.
You know, we're focusing entirely on, you know, increasing testosterone and growth hormone production, which
right.
is probably most beneficial to men at this point.
Right. I just figure I'd put that out there just to just to rule out any confusion there from any.
Yeah,
of
I mean, I've got a bunch of emails, so you know, it's not a dumb question at all. Because anytime you're offering any kind of proven results, you know, anybody's gonna jump at that. So I get
that's
the question all the time.
Yeah,
but this one more specifically is probably just for men.
Yeah, no, and that's fine with us. That works well. We're all about guys, you know, here and benefiting. Not just, you know, it's a strength and size thing. You know, we're so much more into kind of the power building game anymore. It's like, yeah, you look good, but are you strong? You know, so I like to think, you know, if you look a certain way, there's a certain amount of performance that you should be able to, you know, to brag about. And so I imagine you kind of take that into consideration with this program, with a lot of the core lifts, the complex lifts, that this isn't just kind of like an aesthetic thing. This is also about performance and really gaining some serious strength.
Definitely.
Yeah. The other thing I want to ask, because some of these programs, as you said, you know, you started lifting as a young guy, and you know, you were having trouble putting on muscle mass, and obviously there's guys that are in that same boat later in life. Maybe they weren't exercising at all as younger people, but they find, oh, well, I guess I really do need to be doing this exercise thing, and they're in their 40s or 50s or even 60s. Is this a program that could benefit those guys as well?
Definitely. I found that, you know, being as the clients that I train in New York City, they're all probably early 40s to anywhere in the late 50 range. It's kind of been my core demographic for a while now. So,
yeah.
You know, I've tested this program with those guys, and I feel like it's almost most beneficial for, you know, the guys that have the actual declining testosterone levels. So, you know, the younger guys probably, I don't want to say they don't need it, but they wouldn't see the same profound effect that maybe some of the older guys would, given the fact that they just naturally have lower levels.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's definitely something for that age bracket. And, you know, it's one of those things that even if you're not currently doing a ton of hypertrophy work in the gym and you're focusing more on strength training and stuff, it's something that you can easily kind of incorporate and slowly get into.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a periodization built into the program where you're kind of adding on as you go and, you know, increasing the difficulty.
Yeah, obviously nutrition plays such a big role in our overall health and in the way we look. And obviously that's a component in this program that we've already mentioned. But, you know, do you feel like that is just, you know, and I've heard past, you know, pro-level guys in the bodybuilding world say, you know, being able to get on stage or being able to look this way, it's 80% nutrition and 20% what I'm actually doing. Do you feel like if you had to put a percentage on it, what would you say?
So I think nutrition 100% is a massive focus for anybody that's looking to get both physical and you know, strength results in the gym. You know, you want to look good and you want to produce crazy, you know, numbers in the gym, you need to eat for that. However, one of my biggest, you know, principles is based on this idea of flexibility and incorporating balance into your diet. When I was younger, it was, you know, the classic chicken and vegetables every meal or fish. And, you know, I was pretty miserable, and it's not really a sustainable lifestyle, especially for guys that are a little bit older. They might have kids, they got family. They're not going to be eating chicken and steamed broccoli seven times a day.
Right.
So, you know, one of the biggest things that I've found that actually declines testosterone levels is restricting your body of carbohydrates and fat. They're two big influencers on natural testosterone production, especially as the day goes on, so especially later in the day, before bed, stuff like that. Guys are restricting themselves in carbs, and this is probably the most important part of the day to eat your carbs in terms of actually producing hormone levels. So, you know, the diet is structured pretty different than a lot of guys are probably used to or what you've heard in the past.
Mm-hmm.
The protein's not through the roof. There's been a lot of studies that have kind of debunked the myth that you need 2 grams per pound of your body weight or some crazy number of protein. I never go over a gram per pound, so that's kind of the max that I do. And then, you know, the rest of my caloric intake is filled in with carbs and fats that are pretty balanced. I eat my fats mainly more in the beginning of the day, and then as the day goes on, I start to incorporate those carbs all the way up until right before I go to bed to help increase the natural growth hormone response.
Yeah, and I'm glad. Good. I'm glad you got into good detail there, because I'm that guy. I have 2 kids. I'm almost 40 years old. No, I don't look like I did when I was in my early 20s. I hope to be there again one day. But you know, life is tough. I mean, and I work in the fitness industry, but you know, exercise has always been easy for me. And easy is relative. Easy, I mean, because I look forward to it. It's something that I never miss out on. But my eating habits definitely screw me up. And I can't tell you how many programs I've seen where I've just been turned off because it seems like the guidelines are just so hard. You know, they're just, like you said, I mean, who can sustain themselves on chicken and vegetables 5 to 7 times a day, 7 days a week? You just can't. Most people can't eat that paleo diet all the time. And they need those complex carbohydrates.
Like, you know, even for somebody like me, I'm 28 years old. I am in the fitness industry full time. I'm still actually in the industry as an athlete, so I still have to project this ideal physique, if you will.
Yeah.
But I 100% do not live that lifestyle anymore, and I can't because, you know, being that I live in Manhattan, I got crazy bills here, and there's just no way that my number one priority every day can be my workouts. It's just impossible. I can't prioritize my life like that anymore. I have a business. I have, you know, tons of clients that rely on me. I travel 80,000 miles a year. There's just no way that I could have that regimented, you know, lifestyle that I used to live when I was 19, 20 years old.
Right.
But the interesting thing is that my hormone levels are better than they were back then, and my physique is on par, if not better, than it was back then. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm living proof that you can kind of do it all on a much more flexible lifestyle. It's more about your total intake in terms of the numbers, proteins, carbs, fats, than it is where you're actually deriving those macronutrients from. So, you know, I'm not eating the same things every day. Most days I don't know what or where I'm going to eat. It's more about, you know, getting my total numbers in for the day, worrying about the actual sources of those numbers second.
Wow, that's great. That's good information. I just recently did a sports nutrition program, so congruent with all the studying and stuff and the reading I just did and the writing. I think people just try to get too strict with their diets, and like you said, then they get frustrated and they don't realize what's going on and why am I not seeing gains. I'm eating so clean, you know, I'm just eating my proteins and my vegetables and stuff, and people don't realize how important fat is and how important a lot of complex or, you know, starchy carbohydrates are, not the simple sugary crap. Obviously, that's crap is crap. You know, processed food and stuff that's mostly sugar really isn't necessary at all. But there's so much other, you know, quality stuff out there that people are like scared to eat, or that, oh, I shouldn't eat that, you know, that's got carbs, you know, and you know, and their body just is flat, and everything just doesn't respond the way it should. So it's good to hear from a professional, somebody who's been there, done it, tried this, tried that, and found success, incorporating that and having a flexible diet, like you said, and what's great too is that, you know, you said you're on the cusp of turning 30, and I've seen so many guys like who are like 40 and deep into their 40s, and they have these amazing physiques because they seem to really have found that way that proper way to eat. That's that has longevity, something that they can, you know, just have a good lifestyle, a normal lifestyle with some regular exercise, and it just seems maybe they found their way to this muscle matrix accidentally. You know what I mean? Sure. Without even knowing that you have this great program, they kind of happened upon it by accident.
Yeah, I mean, you still, obviously, somebody that's 40 years old has a great physique, doing it for a long time, you know, that you have to obviously be consistent in whatever you do, in your training, your diet, and your supplementation to get any kind of real results.
Yeah.
But you still, obviously, you have to, even with regards to diet, I'm not just eating freely. I'm still tracking every number, so I still know what I'm intaking for the day. It's just that the sources that I'm eating are much more of a wide range than they used to
be.
Because
at
the end of the day, the number one thing that fitness is about is sustainability, and can you sustain the regimen that you're currently on?
Right.
If you want to be, you know, 40, 45, 50, and still in great shape, there's none of those guys that are doing it without a sustainable lifestyle.
Right.
So, you know, it's just not possible. I don't care who you are. You can't eat chicken and vegetables every day for the rest of your life and not be miserable.
No. Yeah, it's just such a small – if there's a guy out there doing it, he's like an island. I mean, that's just – it's just so rare. That's just not normal.
He's certainly not married with kids. That's
true. I was going to say, and most of us have relationships as we get older, and nobody's wife will allow that, and especially like when you have kids. I mean, you're finishing that food from their plate sometimes. You know, I mean, what are you going to do? So, on the lighter side of things, what was the most recent or favorite show? I mean, that you competed in. Is there anything recently that comes to mind that you did well in, or you thought you looked your best?
So, over the last probably year and a half, I haven't competed because of my work and my travel schedule. So I'm still a sponsored athlete, and I still I'm a spokesmodel for a couple different companies, but you know, a sports nutrition company by the name of PSN, and they send me around. I mean, I've already flown 60,000 miles this year throughout the world. So they're sending me to a lot of different countries, a lot of different places. My travel schedule has been crazy. So, you know, actually doing a competition is very difficult at this point in my life. You know, I can definitely have a great physique, maintain a low body fat, but to put yourself through the competition regimen, that's kind of a different ball game.
Yeah.
It doesn't really cater to most of the individuals that are out there today, but you know, there is that 1% that still jumps on stage, takes their body to the extreme, which I've done many times. But where I'm at in my life now, it's just not really kind of my focus anymore. It's more about having a great physique, building a healthy lifestyle, and having a physique that's functional.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I appreciate your honesty there, you know, because there is, as good as you look right now as we're speaking, there's still like months of work to prepare you to be on stage. And, you know, for the average Joe, like they'd be like, really? I can't even imagine that. But no, I mean, it's amazing. I mean, a lot of guys, when they get to your level, they might only do like one show a year because there's, you know, there's just so much involved. And especially if they have a, you know, a full-time job like you do, you have your own business and you're a busy guy. When you're training or preparing for a show, that's kind of like the only thing that you can really have on your plate at the time, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like a catch-22. You know, you start out in the industry, you're working out, you're doing competitions. The competitions and your workouts are priority number one. That was my situation when I moved to the city here. And, you know, I was making no money at the time, and I had all the freedom and flexibility in the world. But then, you know, starting my business, my training business in New York, and then, you know, building out the programs online and obtaining sponsorship and all this stuff, you know, it's, your time becomes very precious. So, you know, I still get my workouts in, of course, and do everything I need to do to maintain my physique. But taking it to the competition level now, it's just, it requires so many more hours that, you know, I just don't have anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear you. If are you able to or willing to name any, obviously you said, you know, you've done some work with celebrities. Are there any in particular that you'd be able to share with us, or maybe a former one that you used to work with?
Yeah, so I do a lot of executives here in the city. So a lot of CEOs, VPs, and some major companies here. And the celebrity kind of clientele that I've worked with, a lot of them are reality stars. So I've done the guys from Million Dollar Listing in New York, all the brokers from that show. There is a show on the CW called The 100, trained Lindsay Morgan from that show. It's interesting, a lot of the people that come to me, even on the executive level, both celebrities and executives, they're all typically in shape already.
Yeah.
They have a regimen already, and I'm kind of that guy that helps take them to the next level.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. That's kind of the niche I've built here in the city, but it's fun because then I can really challenge people and have some fun with the clients. So,
especially guys, you know, like that, like as you said, because the guys like that that are in a position like that, CEOs and things, I know how habitual and how regimented those guys can be, you know. I think back years ago when I worked for a very large furniture chain down here in Florida in management, and I remember the COO of the company, and this guy was just a fitness freak. He was in phenomenal shape. He would run like every day of the week, along with obviously weight training. He had like a different pair of sneakers for every day of the month, kind of thing. You know, he was just like. It seems like if you're like that in your work, it translates very, very quickly into your the way you attack your fitness. And these guys are just
absolutely,
like animals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. I've noticed that entirely. They're kind of like, okay, tell me what to do, and I will follow it to a T. So.
Yeah. They won't skip a beat. I mean, that's got to make your job as their trainer just that much more enjoyable because they are just. They're willing within reason to do just about anything you throw at them, you know, and stick to it.
And that's why they've become kind of, you know, these guys have been like the perfect clients to put through, you know, my muscle matrix system just because they're in that age bracket that would see the benefits, and they also went at it 110% and did everything that I asked them to do, so they got some really tremendous results.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, I thank you so much for your time, Ryan. That's fabulous. Really good information there. I've learned a lot about it myself. I'm going to have to take a really close look at this and probably try to commit to it myself because I know I'll benefit from it. As I'm getting closer to 40 here every day, I certainly could probably do some things to raise my testosterone level. So. Thank you so much for your time, and I encourage people to check Muscle Matrix out, and this seems like the real deal, so we appreciate it.
Absolutely, man. Thanks, Chris, for having me.